This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. The Chinese government has summoned the U.S. ambassador after a U.S. warship patrol entered waters near the Nansha Islands in the South China Sea. Chinese Vice Foreign Minister Zheng Yisui summoning U.S. ambassador to China Max Baucus, calling the U.S. action a serious provocation. USS Lassen entering waters within 12 nautical miles of the Jubi Reef without notifying the Chinese government on Tuesday morning. Zheng saying China is strongly discontented and firmly against the move. Vice Foreign Minister reiterating China's claim of sovereignty over the Nansha Islands and its adjacent waters, while denying China's activities will restrict freedom of navigation and overflight in the region. Chinese President Xi Jinping sending out a message of condolence to his counterparts in both Afghanistan and Pakistan following a powerful earthquake that has so far claimed over 360 lives. At the same time, the Chinese Ministry of Commerce says it started a contingency plan to provide emergency aid to help Afghanistan and Pakistan in post-quake relief. Governments of Afghanistan and Pakistan calling for international emergency aid due to the heavy casualties and economic losses. Ministry of Commerce says they're discussing details of the aid plan with related authorities and are ready to give humanitarian aid to the two countries. New round of negotiations connected to a bilateral investment treaty underway between the Chinese and U.S. governments. China's Ministry of Commerce saying both sides have agreed to speed up negotiations. It's the 22nd round of talks, which are taking place this time in the city of Qingdao. Talks this time follow the exchange of initial negative list offers. Negative lists detail which sectors of the economy will be closed to foreign investment. Authorities have not said when they expect a new bilateral investment treaty will be completed. A cross-strait summit among entrepreneurs from the mainland and Taiwan has been set for next week. Session will take place on November 3rd in Nanjing. Two-day event will focus on innovation and what can be done to try to integrate industries on both sides of the strait. Top mainland political advisor Yu Zhongcheng will attend the summit. Police in Taiwan have located a Hong Kong businessman who was reportedly kidnapped a month ago. Wang Yuk Kwan, chair of Hong Kong-based Pearl Oriental Oil, was allegedly taken for ransom in New Taipei City on September 20th. He was found Tuesday night after police raided a home in Yulin County in central Taiwan. He's currently being hospitalized with numerous injuries. A dozen suspects have been detained and are being questioned. A ransom demand of some 70 million Hong Kong dollars, or over 9 million U.S. dollars, was delivered to Wang's company after he disappeared. It's been announced South Korean President Park Geun-hye and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe will hold their first ever one-on-one summit in Seoul next week. Seoul's presidential office confirming the bilateral summit will take place on the sidelines of a trilateral leadership meeting, which will include Chinese Premier Lee Ke-chung as well. This year's South Korea-China-Japan summit will take place on November 1st. It'll be the first trilateral summit in more than 3 years. Park Geun-hye has refused to meet directly with Japan's prime minister since she took office in February of 2013 because of past comments Shinzo Abe has made around the issue of comfort women during World War II. The U.S. State Department has confirmed Iran will be part of talks connected to the fighting in Syria later this week in Vienna. The meeting on Thursday will include U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, and several leading European and Arab diplomats. It's unclear at this point if Iran's foreign minister will be in attendance, though the Iranian government has confirmed it will have representation at the meeting. Previous meetings among U.S., Russian, and Arab officials connected to the fighting in Syria have made little headway, with divisions over the role Syrian President Bashar al-Assad will have in Syria still dividing the various sides. British authorities say they are not going to allow their military outposts on Cyprus to become a new route for migration into Britain. This comes a week after 114 migrants arrived by boat at a British base in Cyprus. UK authorities say the group has been transferred to a temporary transit facility in Cyprus. Britain's Ministry of Defense insisting the refugees are the responsibility of the Cypriot authorities. A China-UK film, TV, and media investment fund has been established. The fund will provide financial support to British film and TV crews working in China. Both the Chinese and UK governments are backing the new fund. Initial seed money of 50 million UK pounds will be put into the fund by both sides. It's expected to grow to some 1.5 billion pounds over the next 5 years as investors in both China and the UK add money to the mix. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.